So now we're going to start our last section.
Vamos a iniciar con nuestra última sección.
It's questions to ask Calvinists.
Es preguntas para preguntarles a los calvinistas.
Say, explain this to me.
Para decir como, explícame esto a mí.
Then there's a section on proof texts.
Y luego está esta sección de textos de prueba.
Scriptures that they use. To explain why those are incorrectly interpreted.
Para explicar por qué están incorrectamente interpretadas.
But we're not going to do that part.
Pero eso no vamos a hacer esa parte.
We're just going to do the first part.
Solamente vamos a hacer la primera.
Okay? So, questions for Calvinists.
Así que preguntas para calvinistas.
This is still not working.
No está funcionando el cambio de Calvinistas.
Okay, good. Question for Calvinist number one. What's the difference between election and salvation? Because if all the elect are saved, and all the saved are elect, then what's the difference between them? If we accept the Calvinist interpretation of Romans 8, verse 28 through
30,
then when God foreknows us
cuando Dios nos preconoce,
and He predestines us,
nos ha predestinado,
then He also must call us.
Entonces, también debe llamarnos.
And we also must put our faith in Him,
también, además, tenemos que poner nuestra fe en Él,
whether we like it or not.
Sea que queramos o no.
And we must also be glorified,
y también debemos ser glorificados,
whether we like it or deserve it or not.
Ya sea que nos guste, lo merezcamos o no.
So then any choice we make to believe,
así que cualquier cosa que, opción que hagamos para creer,
to respond to any sermon,
o responder a cualquier sermón,
to read the Bible,
leer la Biblia,
before we're saved,
antes de ser salvos,
that was really not our choice.
Esa no fue nuestra elección.
God made us read the Bible. He forced us to hear the sermon. That's interesting. So we're going to read from one of the Calvinistic creeds.
Vamos a leer uno de los credos calvinistas. Artículo 14 de los cánones de Dort. La fe debe ser considerada, pues, como don de Dios, no porque Dios la ofrece al hombre para que la acepte o la rechace a su gusto, sino porque en realidad le es conferida, insuplada e infundida. Él produce tanto la voluntad de creer como el acto de creer también.
Now, by the way, I was once offered a job to teach chemistry at a high school.
Por cierto, una vez yo fui, se me ofreció un trabajo de maestro de química en la escuela.
I said, great.
Okay.
They said, we just have one requirement.
Solamente tenemos un requerimiento.
You have to sign the Confession of Dort.
Tienes que, firmar la confesión de Dort.
I said, no, thank you.
Y dije, no, gracias.
You can keep your job.
Puedes mantener tu trabajo.
I'm not going to sign that thing.
No voy a firmar eso,
I don't agree with that at all.
Yo no estoy de acuerdo con eso para nada.
Well, I don't know who they found to teach that class.
Yo no sé a quién encontraron para que enseñe esa clase.
So in Calvinism,
así que el calvinismo,
we're not saved by faith.
No somos salvos por fe.
We're saved by election.
Somos salvos por elección.
So salvation by faith is just an illusion.
Salvación por fe es solo una ilusión.
Because the only reason we have faith,
porque la única razón porque tenemos
is because
fe,
God elected us.
Es porque Dios nos eligió.
So if Calvinists believe that faith is a necessary condition for salvation,
así que la creencia calvinista de que la fe es necesaria para salvación.
But not for election.
Pero no para elección.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Y eso no hace sentido.
If they're equal.
Si son iguales.
Now, all agree that faith is necessary for salvation.
Todos estamos de acuerdo que la fe es necesaria para salvación.
Even the Calvinist believes that, obviously.
Aún los calvinistas lo creen eso, obviamente.
But if what they're saying here is true,
pero si lo que están diciendo aquí es verdad,
then faith is necessary for salvation.
que fe necesaria para la salvación.
But not for election.
Pero no para la elección.
Because God elected you.
Porque Dios te eligió.
So they have to admit that election has nothing to do with faith.
Entonces tienen que admitir que la elección no tiene nada que ver con la fe.
Which is very confusing.
Lo cual es muy confuso.
So here's a quote from a well-known Calvinist.
Aquí es una frase de un calvinista conocido. Un hombre no es salvo porque cree en Cristo. Creyó en Cristo porque es salvo.
All right, there you go. My wife went, but this is a Calvinist who's being honest.
Este es un calvinista que está siendo honesto.
Who's being consistent.
Que es consistente.
Who's making sense.
Que hace sentido.
But that statement makes no sense.
Pero ese, esa frase no hace sentido.
So if God were to grant us salvation,
si Dios nos da la salvación,
based on our decision to accept His grace, that would make grace meaningless. According to the Calvinists. But that's nonsense. God is not obligated to save us. Because we put our faith in Him. Or because we're baptized. This does not lessen God's sovereignty at all.
Eso no hace que Dios sea menos soberano para nada.
So let's do an illustration.
Así que hagamos una ilustración.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Here, I got $20 for you.
Okay, aquí tengo $20 para ti.
All right, did she earn that $20?
Ella se ganó los $20?
No.
No.
Does she have it?
Los tiene.
No, okay. Let's do the same thing this time. Okay, here we go. Here,
$20.
Okay. Did she earn the
$20?
No.
No.
But how did she get it? She took it. What if she didn't take it? Then she wouldn't have it. Did I make her take it? No.
No.
That's the problem with Calvinism.
Es el problema con Calvinismo.
What just happened doesn't make any sense in Calvinism.
Lo que acaba de suceder no hace ningún sentido en el Calvinismo.
Did she earn the money?
Ella se ganó el dinero.
Or was it a free gift?
O fue un regalo gratuito.
Was my offering it to her the same as her receiving it? Yeah, there's no truly free gift.
No hay regalo gratuito completamente.
Without strings attached.
Sin ninguna condición.
Just because there's a string attached.
Solo porque hay algunas condiciones.
Doesn't mean you earned it.
No significa que tú lo ganaste.
That makes no sense.
Eso no hace sentido.
So, does the evangelical Christian have a right to tell you? That you think you're earning salvation by believing. Because that would be circular reasoning. Here's a typical Calvinistic illustration of election. They say it's like a nurse giving an IV to a comatose patient. In that case, you're the comatose patient.
En este caso, tú eres el paciente comatoso,
and God is the nurse.
Y Dios es la enfermera,
giving that to you.
Dándotelo a ti.
You're comatose.
Tú estás comatoso.
You're totally depraved.
Estás totalmente depravado.
You're incapable of doing anything.
Eres incapaz de hacer nada.
You can't even assent to receiving the medicine.
Ni siquiera puedes estar de acuerdo en recibir la medicina.
They say that's what total depravity means.
Eso es lo que es depravación total es.
But there's a problem with that.
Pero hay un problema con eso.
That's circular reasoning.
Es un razonamiento circular.
Because you're assuming they're comatose.
Porque tú estás suponiendo que estás comatoso.
The whole illustration.
Toda la ilustración.
Is assuming.
Está suponiendo.
The conclusion you're trying to prove.
Está suponiendo la conclusión que estás tratando de proponer.
All right. Second question for a Calvinist.
Segunda pregunta para el calvinismo.
Why do we exist?
¿Por qué existimos?
That's a good question.
Es una buena pregunta.
You know, there's a few questions all human beings want to know.
Hay algunas preguntas que todo humano quiere saber.
Why am I here?
¿Por qué estoy aquí?
What is my purpose?
¿Cuál es mi propósito?
What's the right thing to do?
¿Qué es lo correcto hacer?
One of the most basic questions any human being wants to have answered is this.
Una de las preguntas más básicas que cualquier humano quiere ser respondida es esta.
Why do I exist?
¿Por qué existimos?
Now the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
it's right there in Genesis 1,
está en Génesis 1
and 2.
Y 2.
We exist
existimos
because God wanted to have a relationship with us.
Y Dios quiso tener una relación con nosotros.
And he wanted us to have a relationship with him. And for us to have a relationship with each other. That's how God is glorified.
Así es como Dios se glorifica.
But love gives a choice.
Pero Dios da una opción.
You literally cannot force someone to love you.
Tú definitivamente no puedes forzar a nadie que te ame.
It is absolutely impossible.
Es absolutamente imposible.
To force someone to love you.
Para forzar a alguien que te ame.
Because that's not love.
Porque eso no es amor.
It would make us be like machines.
Eso nos haría como máquinas.
By the way, dogs don't love God.
What?
Dogs don't love God.
Siempre los perros no aman a Dios.
The stars don't love God.
Las estrellas no aman a Dios.
The trees don't love God.
Los árboles no aman a Dios.
They give glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
But they don't love God.
Pero ellos no aman a Dios.
Because God didn't give them a choice.
Porque Dios no les dio una opción.
Why did God give us a choice?
Porque Dios, ¿por qué Dios nos dio una opción?
There were two trees in the garden, right?
Había dos árboles en el jardín, ¿verdad?
One was the tree of life.
Uno de ellos era el árbol de la vida.
That makes sense.
Eso hace sentido.
The other one was the tree of knowledge and good, of good and evil.
Y el otro era el árbol del conocimiento del bien y el mal.
Why did God put that one in the garden?
¿Por qué puso Dios ese en el árbol?
It made a lot of trouble, didn't it?
Eso creó mucho problema, ¿no crees?
Because God loves us.
Pero porque Dios nos ama.
And love always gives a choice.
Y el amor siempre da opciones.
And it needed to be a real choice.
Tiene que ser una verdadera opción.
They looked at that tree.
Ellos vieron aquel árbol.
And it looked pretty good.
Y se veía muy bien.
Because that's what love does.
Porque eso es lo que el amor hace.
Parents know all about that.
Los papás lo saben eso.
Why in the world?
¿Por qué en el mundo?
Would you have a child?
Quisieras tener un hijo.
They're going to spit on you.
Te van a escupir.
And throw up on you.
Y se van a vomitar en ti.
And they're going to not appreciate you at all.
Te van a dejar de apreciar.
They're going to wake you up in the middle of the night.
Te van a levantar a medianoche.
And it goes on.
Yes.
Why would anybody do that?
Porque alguien quisiera hacer eso.
Because we're made in the image of God.
Porque estamos hechos en la imagen de Dios.
Because we want to give and receive love.
Porque queremos dar y recibir amor.
That's the meaning of Trinity. The meaning of Trinity is that God was a relational God,
que Dios es un Dios relacional,
even then when there was only God.
Aun cuando solamente es Dios.
But according to Calvinism,
pero de acuerdo al calvinismo,
that purpose literally doesn't even exist.
Ese propósito ni siquiera existe.
You didn't choose to love God.
Tú no escogiste amar a Dios.
Unless God made you do it,
al menos que Dios te haya hecho que lo hagas,
you were totally depraved.
Tú eres totalmente depravado.
And really, if you read Genesis chapter 1 and 2,
y realmente si lees, Génesis capítulo 1 y 2,
the entire premise of Calvinism falls apart.
Toda la, completa premisa del calvinismo se deshace.
Okay, question number 3 for Calvinists.
Pregunta número 3 para calvinistas.
According to your belief,
de acuerdo a tu creencia,
why are the lost not saved?
¿Por qué los perdidos no se salvan?
Now the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
the lost are not saved,
que los perdidos no se salvan,
because they sinned.
Porque pecaron.
And sin separates us from God.
Y el pecado nos separa, separa de Dios.
But according to Calvinism,
pero de acuerdo al calvinismo,
that's not why they're lost. They're not lost because they sinned.
Ellos no están perdidos porque pecaron.
They're lost because God wanted them to be lost.
Están perdidos porque Dios quería que estuvieran perdidos.
God chose them to be lost.
Dios los seleccionó para ser perdidos.
But the Bible says,
pero la Biblia dice,
God desires all people to be saved.
Dios desea que todos sean salvos.
Okay, question number 4.
Pregunta número 4 para un calvinista.
Why do we love God?
¿Por qué amamos a Dios?
The Bible says this.
La Biblia dice,
the reason we love God,
la razón por la que amamos a Dios,
is because He first loved us.
Porque nos amó primero.
We love God,
amamos a Dios,
in response to God's love for us.
En respuesta al amor de Dios por nosotros.
Exactly.
Exactamente.
But not according to Calvinism.
Pero de acuerdo al calvinismo.
It's not, we didn't decide to love Him.
No decidimos amarlo.
He made us do it.
Él nos hizo que lo
amamos. Whether we wanted to or not.
Quisiéramos o no quisiéramos.
You know, love is really risky.
¿Sabes? El amor es muy arriesgado.
Ask any parent.
Pregúntale a cualquier padre.
You risk your child turning against you.
¿Cuál es el riesgo de que tu hijo se vuelva en contra de
you ti? Risk your child becoming a criminal.
¿Tienes el riesgo de que tu hijo se vuelva criminal?
And turning their back on you.
Que se, vuelva en contra tuya.
Well, that's what God did.
Y eso es lo que Dios hizo.
And most of us turned our back on Him.
Y muchos de nosotros volteamos de espalda contra él.
But in Calvinism,
pero el calvinismo,
God didn't take any risk at all.
Dios no toma ningún riesgo.
There's no risk.
No hay riesgo.
It's like, you're in, you're out.
Estás adentro, tú estás afuera.
Done.
Es todo.
It's all decided before you were even born.
Todo está decidido antes de que siquiera había nacido.
All right, question number 5 for a Calvinist.
Pregunta número 5 para un calvinista.
Were Adam and Eve free to choose whether they would eat from that tree?
Adán y Eva eran libres de elegir si comer del árbol o no.
Now, if they say no,
si dicen no,
then why were they kicked out of the garden?
Entonces, ¿por qué fueron expulsados del jardín?
If they did not choose
si ellos no escogieron,
to eat the fruit,
comer el fruto,
remember the quote from the Jews in Romans 9?
Remember what?
In Romans 9, the quote.
¿Recuerdan la frase de Romanos 9?
Then why does God still blame us? Because if they didn't choose to eat that fruit,
porque si ellos no escogieron comer ese fruto,
God chose them to do it,
Dios los escogió para que lo hicieran,
then why were they kicked out of the garden?
Entonces, ¿por qué fueron expulsados del jardín?
That makes no sense at all.
No hace sentido.
But if they did choose,
pero si ellos escogieron,
that means exactly two people.
Eso significa solamente dos personas.
Of the, I don't know, 15, 20 billion people that have ever lived,
de los 15 o 20 billones de personas que han vivido,
only two people ever had a choice.
Solamente dos han tenido la opción de escoger.
And that was Adam and Eve.
Y ese fue Adán y Eva.
And the rest of us had no choice at all.
Y el resto de nosotros no tiene opción de ninguna manera.
All right, another question for a Calvinist.
Y otra pregunta para un calvinista.
What about little babies?
¿Qué tal los bebés?
What about them?
¿Qué tal por los bebés?
What if they're not baptized?
Bautizados.
Assuming you teach infant baptism,
suponiendo que estás enseñando el bautismo infantil,
and not all Calvinists do, to be honest.
No todos los calvinistas lo hacen.
Well, here's what the Calvinists will tell you if they've been trained.
Esto, un, calvinista entrenado te responderá.
If they went to one of these Calvinistic universities,
bueno, thank you. Una de estas universidades calvinistas.
It says, the elect babies are saved.
Dice, los bebés elegidos son salvos.
And the unelect babies are not.
Y los bebés no elegidos, no.
And this is a just God?
Y este es un Dios justo.
This is the God you actually believe in?
Este es el Dios en el que actualmente crees?
Have you been reading the Bible?
¿Has leído la Biblia?
They would say those babies who are reprobate,
ellos dirían, esos bebés que han sido reprobados,
this is their response to this. This is crazy.
Esto está loquísimo.
those babies who are reprobate,
esos bebés que son reprobados,
in other words, they're going to hell,
y que se irán al infierno,
God will keep them alive
Dios los mantendrá vivos,
until they're accountable,
y hasta que sean, responsables,
and then he'll send them
y ellos
to hell.
Se van al infierno.
It gets kind of crazy. But in Calvinistic schools of theology, they actually have these discussions.
Pero en la teología calvinista tienen este tipo de discusiones.
Is there a scripture to even support this idea?
¿Y hay alguna escritura que respalde esta ideología?
So, our answer,
así que nuestra respuesta,
only those who had a choice,
solo aquellos que han tenido la opción,
are subject to judgment.
Son sujetos a juicio.
Now, I don't know the age of accountability.
No sé las edades de la, que se puede ser responsable.
That's always been a hard question.
Siempre ha sido una respuesta, una pregunta difícil.
And it always will be a hard question.
Siempre será una pregunta difícil.
And I'm not going to pretend that's not a hard question.
No voy a hacer como que no es difícil.
But I believe that those who are not accountable,
pero yo creo que aquellos que no son responsables,
are saved. All right, another question for a Calvinist. If you believe in limited atonement, well, no, I'm going to skip that one because that's on 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. All right. Last question for a Calvinist. Now, the Bible says God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible also says that God is just. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1:6. And that everything God made was good. In fact, it was very good. Genesis 1:31. Well, how then can you explain that God can be good,
que Dios puede ser bueno,
loving,
amoroso,
and just,
y justo,
and yet predestine the vast majority of human beings
y aún así poder predestinar a la gran mayoría de los seres humanos,
to be unrepentant sinners,
que sean pecadores que no se arrepienten,
and to go to hell?
Y se vayan al infierno?
Because if you're saying that,
pero porque si estás diciendo eso,
that means God decided to do evil,
significa que Dios decidió hacer el mal,
and to create evil.
Y crear el mal.
Here's a quote from Martin Luther.
Esta es una frase de Martín Lutero.
He said, "This is the requires the greatest amount of faith."
Este es el grado máximo de fe.
To believe
creer
that he is merciful to the very one who saves so few and damns so many. To believe that he is just, the one who according to his will makes most of us be damned. Luther said, this is really hard to believe. Remember, Jonathan Edwards also said, this is really hard to believe. But just don't believe it.
Así que no lo creo.
Remember I said,
de lo que dije,
Calvinism is more logical
Calvinismo es más lógico
than the message of the Bible.
Que el mensaje de la Biblia.
I didn't explain that at the time.
No expliqué eso en el momento.
Let me explain that.
Déjame lo explico.
Here's what the Bible says.
Aquí está lo que la Biblia dice.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Todos los que han pecado se quedan cortos, lejos de la
presencia de Dios.
And God laid on him.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Todos hemos pecado y estamos lejos de la presencia de Dios.
But God laid on him.
Pero Dios puso en él.
The penalty of us all.
La penitencia de todos nosotros.
Does that make sense?
¿Eso hace sentido?
That doesn't make any sense.
No hace ningún sentido.
Why should somebody else receive the consequences for our sin?
Porque alguien más debiera recibir las consecuencias de nuestro pecado.
See, sometimes the Bible doesn't make sense.
A veces la Biblia no hace sentido.
A good friend of mine said,
buen amigo mío dijo,
oh, it's not going to work in Spanish, rats.
No va a trabajar en español.
That's not logical.
Eso no es lógico.
It's gogical.
Es ilógico. Sería.
Because God's love is irrational.
Porque el amor de Dios es irracional.
You can't explain it.
No lo puedes explicar.
It doesn't make sense.
No hace sentido.
Very rarely would anybody die for someone they loved.
Muy raramente alguien morirá por alguien que amas.
But for somebody unrighteous, nobody would ever die.
Pero por alguien que no es justo, nadie moriría.
But God showed his love for us.
Pero Dios mostró su amor.
While we were still sinners,
pero todavía éramos pecadores.
Christ died for us.
Dios murió. Cristo murió por nosotros.
That makes no sense.
Eso no hace sentido.
That's crazy.
Es una locura.
No human would ever invent that religion.
Nunca ni un humano podría seguir esa religión.
So I agree.
Yo estoy de acuerdo.
Calvinism makes more sense.
Calvinismo hace.
If you want to appeal to your intelligence,
si quieres ir a tu inteligencia,
to your deep sense of
a tu sentido de,
the way things should be,
de la manera que debería, debiera de ser,
you can go for Calvinism.
Puedes ir por el Calvinismo.
But I say, I'd rather go for the Bible. I'd rather throw my arms into the hands of a loving God than like a Jonathan Edwards or Martin Luther throw myself into this idea that seems to have been invented in the mind of Augustine. Alright, so that's our class. And we have plenty of time for questions. Or maybe you're so tired, we won't have any questions. That's okay too. So, any questions? Okay, back there.
For myself, I've been a little bit late, so I don't know if you can repeat about the salvation, about the part of a person who take the blood and the body of Jesus and start to say and confess that Jesus is his Lord and Savior, and then that person just take the decision of just don't be a part of the body anymore. So I don't know if you can repeat about that.
Yeah. So.
Bueno, está diciendo que si podía repetir la parte de la salvación que llegó tarde a la clase y que es lo que dijo. Y que si puede repetir la parte de la salvación donde alguien acepta Jesús y luego decide ya no ser parte del cuerpo de Cristo.
I say, listen to the tape.
Yo diría, escucha la grabación.
Just kidding.
Estoy bromeando.
Alright, yeah, so we were studying in Hebrews chapter 6 and Hebrews chapter 4. And there, in Hebrews 10, it says, if we deliberately rebel against God, commit willful sin, and do it again, and again, and again, we're trampling on the blood of Jesus, we're insulting the Holy Spirit, and at some point the Holy Spirit says, I'm out of here. I cannot remain in this temple.
No puedo permanecer en este templo.
If that happens,
si eso sucede,
like Peter said,
como Pedro dijo,
it's like a dog returning to its vomit.
Es como un perro regresando a su vómito.
And it's worse off than they were at the beginning.
Y queda peor que cuando estaba al principio.
So yes, you can lose your salvation.
Así es, puedes perder tu salvación.
But I explained,
pero yo expliqué,
that I believe it's actually quite difficult.
Yo creo que es algo muy difícil.
God is patient to a point where it's like you shake your head.
Dios es tan paciente al punto de que te sacudes la cabeza.
I've known some people who really turned hard against God.
Yo conozco gente que realmente se ha rebelado duro contra Dios.
And they came back.
Y han regresado.
And like the father in the story of the prodigal son,
y como el padre en la historia del hijo pródigo,
who ended up in a pig pen,
que terminó en una chiquero de cuerpos,
he said to his father's inheritance,
y dijo a la herencia de su padre, fuera.
But when he came back,
pero cuando regresó,
on his hands and knees,
en sus rodillas,
I just hope he'll let me live near his house.
Yo espero que aunque sea me deje vivir cerca de su casa.
The father threw a party.
Y el papá hizo una fiesta.
And ran toward him.
Y corrió hacia él.
And by the way,
y por cierto,
when people have left,
cuando la gente se ha ido,
and even behaved quite foolishly,
y se comportan tontamente,
we need to treat them the same.
Nosotros necesitamos tratarlo igual.
Now, it's just a parable.
Solamente es una parábola.
But do you think the father had a little conversation with the son later on?
¿No crees que el padre tuvo una conversación después con su hijo?
Said, son, welcome home.
Dijo, hijo, bienvenido a casa.
But I think the next day he sat down with his son and said, son?
Y creo que el siguiente día se sentó con su hijo y dijo, hijo.
That wasn't so good.
No fue lo mejor.
Don't do that again.
No lo vuelvas a hacer.
You get it?
¿Entiendes?
So that doesn't mean we don't have a talk.
Eso no significa que tengamos una conversación.
That doesn't mean we don't ask any questions.
No significa que no hagamos ninguna pregunta.
You say, oh, sure, no problem.
Ah, okay, sí, entraría, regreso otra vez.
But we do take people back with open arms.
Pero recibimos a la gente con gusto.
And we give them a big fat hug.
Y le damos un gran abrazo.
We don't put them in the doghouse for a couple of years.
No los ponemos en la casa del perro por unos días.
All right. Next question. Yeah.
Siguiente pregunta. You mentioned that communists were agreed with slavery.
No, I did not say that.
Well, no, he said it. No dijo eso. Or they're backing up, or they're supporting. That if there are more arguments regarding the same subject, the slavery subject, and that if we run any risk of treating other people as the second class people.
All right, now first of all.
Oh, remember that?
I did not say that Calvinists support slavery, right?
No, dije que el calvinismo respaldaba la esclavitud.
In this entire time today, I tried to speak carefully.
Todo este tiempo he tratado de ser cuidadoso.
But I'm sure a few times I wasn't speaking as carefully as I should have.
Estoy seguro que en algunas ocasiones no fui tan cuidadoso como
For example, I was corrected by one brother.
Por ejemplo, fui corregido por un hermano.
Thank you.
Gracias.
What I said was,
pero lo que dije fue,
if you want to find a biblical argument to support slavery,
si quieres encontrar un argumento bíblico para respaldar,
Calvinism is perfect.
La esclavitud, el calvinismo es perfecto.
It works great.
Trabaja perfecto.
Now you ask,
ahora tú preguntas,
do any of us struggle with treating people as second class citizens?
Algunos de nosotros hemos batallado o batallamos con amigos que se sienten ciudadanos de segunda clase. Nivel?
Or are people who accept Calvinism more likely to think that of others?
Okay, gente acepta el calvinismo para hacer sentirse así por los demás?
I think that may not be fair to say that.
Creo que no sería justo decir eso.
We struggle with sin plenty.
Nosotros batallamos con el pecado mucho.
Humans struggle with this.
El humano batalla con esto.
That's why James wrote James chapter 2.
Así es porque, por eso es que Santiago escribió Santiago 2.
He said, do not show favoritism.
Dice, no muestres favoritismo.
So I would be careful not to say that.
Yo tendría cuidado de no decir eso.
That Calvinists are more racist than other people.
Que los calvinistas son más racistas que otras gentes.
I don't think that's a fair judgment.
Yo no creo que sería un juicio justo.
What I would say,
pero lo que sí puedo decir,
is historically,
es históricamente,
it's a fact,
es un hecho,
that Calvinism was a religious system used to support slavery.
Que el calvinismo llegó a ser un sistema religioso que respaldó la esclavitud.
In fact, slavery was outlawed in England, yes?
De hecho, el esclavismo se inició en Inglaterra.
By,
¿no?,
William Wilberforce.
Pero William Wilberforce.
And it was his Methodist theology.
He said that it started in England.
What no. was the word?
Okay. So, history. Slavery was ended in England before in the U.S. or Mexico.
Okay, antes que en Estados Unidos y México, el esclavismo fue terminado en Inglaterra.
But Anglicanism is, and Baptist is very Calvinistic.
Pero el anglicanismo y el bautista es muy calvinista.
The opponents of slavery in England
los oponentes en la esclavitud en Inglaterra
were mainly the Methodists.
Eran principalmente los metodistas.
Especially John Wesley.
Especialmente John Wesley.
The Arminians
los arminianos
were the ones most strongly supporting ending slavery.
Que fueron los que se opusieron más a la esclavitud.
So I'm just giving you a historical fact.
Estoy dándote un hecho histórico,
which is logical. It makes sense.
Que es lógico y hace sentido.
Because if you believe God predestined some to be wealthy, some to be poor,
porque si tú crees que Dios predestinó que algunos sean pobres y otros sean ricos,
somebody be in a good situation, others to be in a bad situation,
unos estén en una buena situación y otros en una mala situación.
Well, that speaks for itself.
Eso habla por sí mismo.
But I wouldn't want to tell a person like, oh, you're more likely to be that way.
Yo no quisiera decir que pueda decirte una persona, oh, tú eres más inclinado a ser de esa manera.
Because everybody's an individual.
Porque cada quien es un individuo.
And there have been some racists.
Porque han habido algunos racistas.
Even in our church, I'm sure.
Aún en nuestra iglesia, yo creo que sí.
I haven't met one yet, but I'm sure there are.
No he conocido a uno todavía, pero seguramente habrá uno que otro.
Okay, maybe one or two more questions. Yeah.
Sí. Un argumento de los calvinistas y algunos otros grupos.
An argument from Calvinists and some other groups.
Para decir que la salvación no se pierde.
To say that the salvation is not lost.
Lo que Dios da, Dios no lo quita.
He says that what God gives, He would not take back.
Si Dios da salvación, no quita la salvación.
If God gives salvation, we'll not take that back.
All right, so there's a good argument.
Ese es un buen argumento.
If God gives something,
si Dios da algo,
then He wouldn't take it back.
Entonces no lo va a tomar de regreso.
Now, there's two possibilities.
Ahora, hay dos posibilidades.
Either that's true,
o es verdad,
or it's not true.
O no es verdad.
And it's not true.
No es verdad.
And I could give at least 10 examples from the Bible.
Y puedo darte 10 ejemplos de la Biblia.
God chose the Jews.
Dios escogió a los judíos.
And then He took it back.
Y luego lo tomó de regreso.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Salvation is for the Gentiles too.
También la salvación es para los gentiles.
That sounds like a great argument.
Es, suena como un gran argumento.
But do you have a scripture?
¿Pero tienes alguna escritura
that says that?
Que diga eso?
Neither do I.
Ni yo,
so thank you for your argument.
Pero gracias por tu argumento.
Okay. Now, I think
yo creo
there's probably a sophisticated Calvinist
que hay probablemente un calvinismo sofisticado
who would be able to provide an example of what you said.
Que pudiera proveer un ejemplo de lo que dices.
So I may be dismissing that too easily.
Que pudiera realmente desaprobar eso fácilmente.
But the premise
pero la premisa,
that if God gives something,
de que si Dios da algo,
He can't take it back,
no lo puede tomar de regreso,
that's just an assumption.
Eso es una suposición.
And I believe it's disproved by the Bible.
Creo que está, no se respalda por la Biblia.
But maybe we should have more discussion.
Quizá pudiéramos platicarlo más.
All right. Yes.
Cuando el ladrón le dice a Jesús, Jesús, acuérdate de mí cuando en tu reino. Y Jesús le responde, te aseguro que hoy estarás conmigo en el paraíso. El ladrón no se bautiza, pero es salvo.
Yeah. I mentioned in the scripture of Luke 23 about the thief on the cross.
We spent about 20 minutes on that yesterday.
Hablamos de eso como 20 minutos ayer.
So forgive me for giving a short
version.
All right, so this doesn't have much to do with Calvinism.
Esto no tiene que ver con Calvinismo.
But it definitely is an argument used against baptism, right?
Que es un, definitivamente un argumento usado contra el bautismo.
So you Christians say,
tú, cristiano, dices,
in order to be saved,
que para ser salvo,
we have to be baptized into Christ.
Tienes que ser bautizado en Cristo.
And the man on the cross, how could he be saved?
¿Cómo pudo ser salvo?
Well, there's two problems with that.
Hay dos problemas.
Number one, when we're baptized into Christ, we're baptized into his death.
Cuando somos bautizados en Cristo, somos bautizados en su...
And when we're united with him in his...
Somos bautizados en su muerte y somos unidos en su...
When we're united with him in his death,
muerte.
We're also united with him in his resurrection.
Unidos también con él en su resurrección.
Jesus had not died.
Jesús no había muerto.
And that's a covenant mistake.
Y ese es un error de pacto.
Because the new covenant was put into effect.
Porque el nuevo pacto fue puesto en efecto.
In fact, in Hebrews 9 it says, all covenants are put into effect by blood.
Dice que en Hebreos 9 que todos los pactos son llevan a cabo a partir de la sangre.
And so that's one reason why that argument doesn't make sense.
Esa es una razón por la cual ese argumento no tiene sentido.
Another thing is,
y otra cosa es,
this is a tougher argument.
Ese es un argumento más pesado.
What do you mean by saved?
¿Qué quieres decir por salvo?
And this is the definition of save that I use.
Esa es la definición de salvo que yo uso.
A person is saved.
Una persona es salva.
Is one who has repented of their sins.
Es una que se ha arrepentido de sus pecados.
Made Jesus Lord.
Ha hecho a Jesús a su Señor.
Been baptized into Christ.
Bautizado en Cristo.
And received the Holy Spirit.
Y recibe el Espíritu Santo.
Did this guy on the cross receive the Holy Spirit?
Este hombre en la cruz recibió el Espíritu Santo.
Of course not.
Claro que no.
Because that happens when we're baptized.
Porque eso sucede cuando somos bautizados.
And John's baptism,
y el bautismo de Juan,
was a baptism for forgiveness of sins.
Fue un bautismo por la perdón de pecados.
We never said,
nunca dijimos,
that God can't forgive sins.
Que Dios no puede perdonar pecados.
Jesus forgave sin of the guy in the, you know, in the house, you know what I'm saying? So honestly,
así que honestamente,
this is kind of a silly argument.
Es como un argumento tonto.
I'm not calling you silly, okay? This is a very shallow argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention the paradise?
No. All right. Is that sufficient?
¿Es suficiente?
No, sí, es que es como algo que a mí me han dicho, pues.
Oh, yeah, sí, yes. Some things that she's been told.
Sure.
Yeah.
In our class on baptism, we went over basically every scripture that people use.
Sí, en la clase de bautismo, fuimos a través de todo ese tipo de argumentos que la gente usa.
Revelation 3:20. I stand at the door and knock. Anybody who opens, I will come into their life. Now that's written to Christians who are already saved. So really, their real argument is that baptism is a work. And if you're saved through baptism, you're saved by works. But I already discussed that. Another thing. The guy is nailed to the cross.
All
right, one thing I know is,
Una cosa sí sé,
if Jesus told them to get baptized,
que si hubiera, que si hubiera convencido de bautizarse,
that was not possible.
No hubiera sido posible.
So, is he supposed to get baptized then?
Suponía que se tenía que bautizar.
This is arguing that God is not powerful.
Es un argumento de que Dios no es poderoso.
Or that God can't do what he wants to do.
Okay, Dios no puede hacer lo que él quiere.
Okay, maybe one more question, maybe
o sea,
two.
Una o dos más.
All right, they're coming from the back. Great. Señor. Y después ella. Okay.
Voy a tomar un poquito del argumento de primera de Juan.
2:19,
que
dice que se pierde la fe.
2:19, que dice que se la 2:19, that faith is lost.
Sí, por aquellos que, pues que no eran de nosotros, estaban con nosotros, pero no eran de nosotros.
The those that were among us, but they were not of us.
Sí. Yeah.
Que si hubiera sido de nosotros, pues nunca se hubiera ido.
If they were some of us, they would never left. It's regarding the losing salvation.
So we have to look at the context of this scripture.
Tenemos que ver el contexto de esta escritura.
There's two principal purposes for the book that John wrote.
Hay dos propósitos principales por los cuales fue escrito el libro de Juan.
One is to oppose a certain kind of false theology.
Una es para oponerse a cierta clase de teología falsa.
That said that Jesus did not come in the flesh.
Que dice que Jesús nunca se convirtió en cuerpo.
That's why in John 1 verse 2 he says, we touched him.
Por eso que dice que en Juan dice que yo toqué, lo toqué.
The other purpose that John has in writing this book,
el otro propósito que tiene Juan al escribir este libro,
is to ask us to examine,
que nos preguntemos a examinar,
is the way we're living consistent with what we believe in.
Es que si la manera en la que estamos viviendo es consistente con lo que creemos.
Now in the context, who's he talking about here?
En el contexto, ¿a quién le está hablando esto?
In verse 23.
En verso 23.
The one who denies the Son.
Aquel que niega al Hijo.
So is this a person who left the church?
¿Es alguien que dejó la iglesia?
No, this is a person who denies the Son.
Esta es una persona que niega al Hijo.
A person who says Jesus didn't come in the flesh.
Una persona que dijo que Jesús nunca vino en la carne.
He says this is the Antichrist.
Dice que este es el Anticristo.
So that's what he's talking about.
Eso de lo que está hablando.
This has nothing to do with somebody who was a faithful part of the church.
No tiene nada que ver con alguien que fue un hombre fiel, parte de la iglesia.
And then left the church.
Y que dejó la iglesia.
And whether they can come back.
Y que si pueden regresar.
So I would say just read the scripture.
So, yo diría que solamente lean la escritura.
And in the context, it explains itself.
Y el contexto te lo explica por sí mismo.
He's talking about people who teach wrong theology.
Está hablando de gente que enseña teología equivocada.
For example, people who teach that Jesus is not God.
Por ejemplo, la gente que enseña que Jesús no es Dios.
Or that Jesus and the Father are not two separate people.
Okay, enseña que Jesús y el Padre no son dos personas separadas.
Or that Jesus did not come in the flesh.
Okay, Jesús no se convirtió en carne.
So my answer is no, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Yo diría que eso no tiene nada que ver con eso.
Okay, question here.
Mi pregunta es, si una persona se va de la iglesia y sigue orando, ¿aún tiene el Espíritu Santo?
If someone leaves the church and keeps praying, does it still have the Spirit?
I already answered this question, to be honest with you.
Ya respondí esta pregunta, siendo honesto.
But let me be careful.
Pero déjame ser cuidadoso.
I don't know.
No lo sé.
How do we know?
¿Cómo sabemos?
There's not like a light emitting diode on your forehead that says saved.
Sí, no hay una lucecita ahí prendida en tu frente que diga estás salvo.
Holy Spirit.
Espíritu Santo.
How do you know?
¿Cómo sabes?
Well, you don't know.
Pues no sabrás.
But what I know is this.
Lo que sí sé es,
if somebody falls away,
si alguien se aleja,
tramples on the blood,
y pisotea la sangre de Cristo,
insults the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit leaves.
Because
that was a deposit guaranteeing our salvation. So let's say you have a friend. And whatever they're doing, does that mean the Holy Spirit has left them? I don't know. I never even met that person. No, you know that person. And you have a right to say, I think that person has fallen away. So I'm going to stay away from that person. I think you have a right to do that. But even when you do that, understand that only God is the judge. And you are not the judge. So my answer is, I don't know. There's some things we just aren't in a place to know. But that's why I told you the parable of the prodigal son. I think in most cases, if people come to us and say, I repent. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Then we should probably take them back. I would say most likely. Yeah, they still have the Holy Spirit. Okay? Good. I think that's good. Okay.